Hi everyone, this is AMP On The Go, Professor Kessler with brief reviews of anatomy and physiology for my pre-nursing students. This episode will briefly review formed elements of the blood. Formed elements of the blood are made out of red blood cells, five different types of white blood cells, and platelets. I will briefly talk about red blood cell first. Red blood cell is the most common cell in blood. We have about 5 million of red blood cells per microliter of blood. They look like small, flattened, circular cells. They actually have a shape of biconcave discs. They are red, and their main function is to transport oxygen from lungs to different tissues. Red blood cells do not have nucleus. So their lifespan is relatively brief. They can only last for about 120 days, and they are recycled in liver and spleen. Now I will go over different types of white blood cells, and I will begin my review with talk about neutrophils. The reason I'm starting with neutrophils is that neutrophils are most common white blood cell. We have up to 70% of all white blood cells taken up by neutrophils. Neutrophils are granulocytes. They have this distinct granulated segmented nucleus. Neutrophils move into tissues after spending only several hours in the bloodstream once they leave bone marrow, and they survive sometime between minutes and several days depending on the tissue activity. And they are the first white blood cells that come to the place of injury. The second most common white blood cell are lymphocytes. And lymphocytes, we have about up to 30% of total white blood cells might be lymphocytes. There are different types of lymphocytes that we will discuss when we talk about immune system. But amazing thing about lymphocytes that they can survive for months to decades in our tissues. They circulate from blood to tissues and back. They're produced in red bone marrow. They can also make antibodies, those fighter proteins we mentioned. And lymphocytes are agranulocytes, so their nucleus is not segmented. The third type of white blood cell that I will mention are monocytes. Monocytes, we can have up to 7-8% of total white blood cells belonging as monocytes, and monocytes are the largest white blood cells. They're just bulky. They're agranulocytes. They're very large. They have this kidney bean-shaped nucleus. They're easy to see on the slide because of their size. And monocytes enter tissues from the bloodstream to become macrophages, to engulf pathogen and debris. And they move into tissues fairly soon after they're made in red bone marrow. It takes them about a day or two to get into tissues and do the work there. The fourth type of white blood cell that I will mention are basophils. We have very small amount of basophils. Less than 1% of our cells, of our white blood cells, are basophils. They are granulocytes. They have this segmented nucleus. And also in basophils, we have these dense granules that stain blue. And these granules are responsible for keeping histamine and heparin inside. So they have these chemicals that cause inflammation and promote inflammation and blood thinning. So basophils are the cells responsible for inflammation. Their survival time is not exactly known, but they do enter damaged tissues and they sit in tissues causing inflammatory response. The fifth type of white blood cells are eosinophils. Eosinophils are another type of granulocytes. They have this segmented nucleus. Nucleus has generally two lobes that we can see, and their granules usually stain red. And eosinophils, again, only up to 4% of total white blood cells are eosinophils. They moved into tissues after several hours spent in the bloodstream, and they produce anti-inflammatory chemicals, so they reduce inflammation. We also see number of eosinophils go up in allergic situations or parasitic situations. Now that I've talked about white blood cells, I want to mention quickly platelets. And platelets are product of this large cell called megakaryocyte in bone marrow, the kind of shredded into little pieces called platelets. And platelets are sort of round, tiny fragments. They contain enzymes. They contain some proenzymes. They have actin and myosin. And they, of course, don't have nucleus because they're not legitimate cells. Their job in hemostasis is to clump together, stick to these vessel walls, and create these platelet plugs.